This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Here we are. It is Wednesday, November 6th, 5:30. Thank you guys for getting up with us. This half hour just for you guys who are up early. We are not contractually obligated to be here until 6 a.m., but we like to come in a half hour early and just, you know, we know you're up. So we're like, you know what, let's do something for those people that are up that early. And so here we are. JC is out again today, but Steph is over there running the controls. And today we will have another masked co-host to unmask. Who will be co-hosting the show with me this morning? We are going to get our clues starting in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm excited. Yesterday was fun. It was with Ted Florendo from Channel 8.
It was so much fun. I was listening back to some of the audio with Ted, and he was just a great energy to be around, and I would love just to have Ted around more often. He was really, really fun.
Yeah, he was a good time. So I can't wait to find out who it's going to be today. We'll get our clues at 7 a.m., take some guesses, and then do the unmasking. So big night last night. Of course, we're gonna get to a lot of that coming up this morning in the Hot 3. But I know there are, I just want to say right now, like, I know half of you are probably over the moon, so excited, so happy this morning. And I know there's half of you that are feeling really bad and really sad. And I, you know, we are here for all of you guys. Like, it's one of those things where it's on everyone's mind right now, the election we're talking about. Everybody is thinking about it, whether you're feeling positively about it or negatively about it. But we are here for you guys. Our goal today is to have some fun, maybe take your mind off of it for a little bit. Of course, we'll get you, you know, the news updates that you need to know about it. But I just really want us to just take a break.
Yes.
Take a breath and just, you know, try to take our minds off of it. It's been a long few months, and I think there's a lot of burnout there. And, you know, I just want to be respectful of everyone, everyone is feeling today.
I also think that just being an American is hard. I think it's hard to, like, try to, you know, when you stand so strongly on one side and you hear other people, as long as we're respectful towards others, that's all we can do is love each other, be respectful. Yes, we might not agree on everything at the end of the day, but we need to stand together to at least show respect and love. And we're still going to work with these people at the end of the day. We're still going to be in relationships. Maybe it's a family member or whatever it may be, but please just, you know, love and respect each other always.
Great words. Absolutely. So we are here for you guys. We definitely will get you updates. There are some races that are still, especially statewide, that are too close to call. So as we get information on that sort of thing, we'll let you know. But other than that, we just want to have a good time today.
Yes.
And just be positive and have some fun and give you guys a little break from all that was going
on. It's
going
to be a really fun show. I really can't wait for you to find out who's going to be the guest co-host today. Hear your clues at 7, or hear their clues at 7. And I don't think, I'll give you my hint, is I don't think I've ever met them.
I don't think I've ever met them.
It's one of my clues.
Stumped now.
Yeah. So this will be the first time I meet them in person. A lot of calls, a lot of texts, but nothing face to face.
Okay. Well, there's your first clue, everybody. Try to figure that out. That's interesting. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think guessing is half the fun on something like that. But yeah, they'll be co-hosting the show with me starting at probably around 7:20 is when we'll do the big reveal. But yeah, the clues start at 7, so I want to know what you guys think about that. A lot to get to today, including more tickets for our advanced screening of Wicked. That is coming up. I can't believe that movie is out this month. I'm so excited for it. You're going to see it before everyone else. right around 7:30, we're going to give away a 4-pack of tickets with the Mega Minute. We haven't had very good luck with the Mega Minute lately, but we're going to hope for the best. We also have Daniel Tosh tickets we're going to give away with Heads Up in the 6 and 8 o'clock hour. So be listening for that. Right now, though, let's do it. Let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear What Is Love by Hathaway? What is love? Hear Rockefeller Skank by Fatboy Slim. Or do you want to hear Try Again by Aaliyah? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. Tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or just text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now, and we'll reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. I don't know that I have ever heard of a man being bigger than this. There is a new player for the University of Florida. His name is Oliver Rieu, and he's going to be a freshman who's going to play for their basketball team. You want to take a guess how tall this guy is? I don't think you're going to guess it.
I'm thinking tall to me. I mean, it's already 6 foot, but if you're saying extremely tall, maybe like 6'9"?
The guy is 7'9".
Oh my God.
7'9" tall. He is the world's tallest teen. And yeah, he's going to be playing for the University of Florida. He has a Guinness World Record under his belt already. Just like looking at this guy compared to tall guys that I would consider tall, it's like, it's unbelievable. I've never seen a man this tall. In fact, when he stands by the basket, like the bottom of the net on the hoop, it's like right above his head. Oh,
he doesn't even need to jump. He just needs to put his arm over the net and he could put the ball right in.
Seriously, he's going to be a deadly force to reckon with here when it comes to playing the University of Florida. But I was thinking about it and I'm like, okay, there's got to be some real pros to being tall. There's got to be cons too, but there's got to be some real pros. If you're a real tall person or a real short person, what's the best thing about it and what's the worst thing? I'm right in the middle. I'm 5'9". And so I guess I'm kind of above average height-wise for a girl, but I'm nowhere near, like, you know, there's women I see 6'4", 6'8", that, you know, they're really tall. But I think some of the pros would be, like, if you're walking in a crowd and you can't find Oliver, you'll see him.
Easy.
He'll be above everyone. So that's a pro. Like, your friends will never lose you in a crowd. The con I see is that any room you walk into, you have to duck or else you're going to hit your head on the door.
That's very
true.
Don't
you think?
Oh, yeah. I also think about, like, his parents when he was growing up as a kid. The shoe sizes for tall people.
Yeah, I wonder what size shoe he wears.
I remember even thinking, because Shaq is super tall. So Shaq, he said growing up, it was so hard for him to find shoe sizes for him that he would donate shoes to kids that were extremely tall. So I'm wondering how big Oliver's shoe size is and how difficult it was for him to find shoes at stores.
That would definitely be a con on that. What about if you're a very small person? If you're very short, what would a pro on that be?
Easy. You look young already.
You think so?
I think so. Like, if you're, you know, a middle-aged woman and you're short, I immediately think, oh, you're like in your late 20s, early 30s, just by your size.
Okay. And if you're like an introvert, you can hide in crowds. If you don't want people to find you, you would blend in because you'd be shorter than everyone and it would be hard to see you.
But what about growing up as a kid getting on rides?
Oh, you
the height requirement.
It. Oh, that's a, yeah, that you don't get to ride any rides until you're much older. And sometimes, I mean, hopefully you pass that at some point, but we just got a text here. It says, my husband and son are 6'7". A con is that they hit their head in line for Pirates at Disneyland. Oh, I'm trying to think. Okay, Pirates.
I think
is when, it when you're like in the queue right about to get on the ride? Is it really, is the ceiling low there?
I was thinking that is, are they talking about in line or on the ride when you're in the ride and then you finally go around and you're about to do that little drop where it says Pirates of the Caribbean and it has a skull and you drop. I don't know how short that is, but I'm thinking that.
Yeah, that could be it. Emery just texted, says, what if you're so tall you can't find a long enough mattress to sleep on? How horrible. Yeah, you would have to get like, California King's not going to cut it. You're going to have to put two of those suckers together in order to do that. I'm sure they make custom beds. Shaq has got to have a custom bed.
Oh, for sure, but he has the money for it.
Yeah, that's true. Does Oliver?
Oliver.
Poor Oliver.
Oh, man. I think about Oliver all the time now. California King.
I know. You're not going to be able to. And by the way, it is The Arch. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2167.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning. It is Wednesday, November 6th. Thank you guys so much for joining us here. We hit the midweek mark. You're halfway through it. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Huge night last night. I know a lot of you have the election on your mind. We're going to get to that for sure. Talk about the specifics and stuff in the hot three, but I feel like there's this kind of post-election hangover. Whether you were happy with the outcome or not, I think we're all just like, oh, it's over.
Exhausted. You know what I mean? Oh my gosh, yes.
People, I know you were out and about yesterday trying to get people to register to vote last minute, right?
It was awesome, actually. We were at Back to the 80s Cafe right near UNLV. And what was cool about this is how they did it. It wasn't like a polling site, but it was a place where you can get free food and party and get just like the vibes of voting. And they had this really cool golf cart. And what they did is every 15 minutes, they took people to and from the cafe and went to the polling site at the library at the UNLV, which was really fun.
Yeah, we're still waiting on some of the Nevada numbers, ironically. It's coming in. It's coming in slow, and we'll get you the latest coming up. But like we said earlier this morning, I know half of you are just over the moon, so happy this morning. And I know half of you are just feeling really sad this morning. And yeah, this is why we have these free and fair elections. You know,
right.
It's not always going to go the way you want. And sometimes it does go the way you want. And our goal this morning is just to maybe give you a little bit of a break from all of the elections.
Give you a radio hug.
Yeah. And just, you know, like, let's just have some fun. Let's just like, it's over now. I know a lot of people were stressed out. I have a couple of friends that actually took the day off today because they were like, I just need a reset.
Yeah.
I am so exhausted from this. And one of them, she made an excellent point. I didn't even think about it. She's like, whose idea was it to have Halloween, daylight saving, and the election in less than 1 week? I'm going to go insane. This was absolutely too much for too short of a period of time.
I think we all deserve a break. I think after this, and I didn't even think about it. Wow. I felt like Halloween was a month ago. It felt like, and then daylight saving, it just, everything feels turned and twisted in my world too. Like waking up, I'm like, wait, new president, sort of. And then it's just like this weird feeling of like, what year are we in? Okay, wow, okay, let's move on with our day and let's get the show going. But also, you know, don't forget that we're all going to live amongst each other all in all of this. We're all going to be in this together. Like I see people online with hate and I see people online over the moon. And really at the end of the day, it's the people that you love and that you care about, the people that you work with, the people that you have to go home to each day, regardless of beliefs. It's just, please just be polite. Please just don't go online and spread hate or spread any of that negativity. We don't need that right now.
Yeah, there's plenty of that all out there already without the election.
Yes, yeah, true.
It just doesn't need to be added to. I agree. Whatever side of the fence you are on it, it's just at the end of the day, we are all Americans. We all need to work together. Mm-hmm. I may not agree with your beliefs. You may not agree with mine, but we're all human beings. And yeah, so today, let's agree to have fun this morning.
Yes.
Maybe, like I said, I'll get you the information that you need to know on the election, just the general stuff. You probably already know it anyway, honestly, but the goal this morning is to have some fun, take your mind off of it, get a laugh or two, and it's going to be really cool because coming up this morning, 7 o'clock, we're going to get our first clues. JC is out, so we're going to have our masked co-host. Who is the co-host going to be today? Yesterday, it was 8 News Now's Ted Florendo. Who are we going to have in studio hosting the show with us today? I cannot wait to find out. Clues coming at 7 o'clock this morning, and then we'll do the big reveal after that. Also, more tickets for you to see Wicked. That is on the way. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. This huge pop star is hitting the big screen. Who is it? We have details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
The Weeknd is trending this morning. He has a movie coming out, and it was just announced he's getting a worldwide release on it. It's called Hurry Up Tomorrow. I had no idea he was doing this. They say it's a musically driven psychological thriller. It stars The Weeknd as well as Jenna Ortega, Barry Keoghan. He's in it. And if the movie sounds familiar, it's because it has the same title as the artist's upcoming album. Have you heard his new song, Dancing in the Flames?
I have, and I like it.
I do too. I'm kind of surprised it's not like taking off. I don't know. I like the sound of it. It's kind of retro.
And I love his stuff because it's very upbeat. It's dancey. It's kind of electronic. And I don't know. There's something about it that I love.
I have to be honest. I kind of turned anti-Weeknd for a little bit. And then now I'm back on Weeknd.
Why?
Because I did not like him in that show that he was in.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
What was that HBO show that he was in? Like the rock star? Or what was
the
it?
The Idol.
The Idol.
Thank
oh
you,
my
Ramon.
Gosh. I could not stand him in that show. I just was like having a hard time differentiating the fact that he was playing a character versus him being himself, and it made me dislike him so much.
So what's funny about that show is my husband watched it and he said, don't watch it.
Yeah.
You hear it? He said, no, don't do it. Don't watch The Idol. You will not like it. But I wanted to watch it because Jennie from Blackpink is in it.
Yeah, she's in it. She's got a smaller role, but I after that, I was like, no, I don't like The Weeknd anymore. I'm done with The Weeknd.
But you're back.
And then this song comes out and I'm like, okay, maybe I'm back with The Weeknd. As far as Hurry Up Tomorrow, the movie is kind of an extension of the album that's coming out. He's teaming up with Lionsgate, who distributes the movies. And they do movies like The Hunger Games and John Wick. So it's kind of in that genre. They haven't given us a release date yet. They're expecting to do that at a later date. And that is what's trending. All right. Who's ready to win? We've got some stuff to give away. Tickets right now to check out Daniel Tosh. He's going to be at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on November 16th. Do you want to go?
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant, Amanda. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Let's do this. You are in for Heads Up. We have these Daniel Tosh tickets to give away. I need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with higher ed, commander in chief, or dribble down the court?
I'm going to go higher ed.
Higher ed. Okay, November is National Education Month. These are all things that are associated with education, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
I'm you, Mercedes.
All right.
Let's start it. You guys ready to go?
Yeah, let's do
it. All right, 60 seconds on the clock, and you guys start now.
Okay, this is when you first go into school, right before first grade. You go into what?
Kindergarten.
Yes. Blank. Reading, blank, and arithmetic. What's the middle one?
Writing.
Yes. This is if you have like a book report, sometimes you have to do, instead of a written thing, you have to do one of these instead.
Essay?
No, it's not written. You like build something. It's like a what? You know what?
Let's pass.
In college, these are the people that teach you. They're called
professors.
Yes. If you have a test in the middle of the semester, it's called a what?
Midterm?
Yes. If you go back to your school, you're a what of this school?
Reunion.
You're a what? I used to go here. I'm what?
Valedictorian?
No. When you graduate, you wear this, and you turn the tassel to the side. You wear a what? Blank and blank.
Pass.
Okay. Oh my gosh, darn it. That was hard. These were really hard. Amanda, this was definitely not you on this. We passed on project, like for a book report, you might have to do like a project or something. Mm-hmm. If you go back to your school after you graduate, like you're an alumni of the school. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then when you graduate, you wear cap and gown.
Cap and gown. Oh, that was tough.
I know. That's all right. Amanda, that was a really good try. Thank you so much for trying. That means caller 20 right now. You are going to get these tickets, two of them, to check out Daniel Tosh as he is at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan coming up later this month. Caller 20 gets the tickets, 702-364-9400. And coming up next, what did you do before it was considered cool? Gen Z is making this cool again, but my husband's like, I have been doing this for a long time. We're going to talk about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Coming up in less than a half hour, our first clues on who our masked co-host is going to be today. We have someone coming in who is going to be sitting in. JC is out today, and we don't know who it is. The clue's coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, and we're going to see who's going to be hosting the rest of the show with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. So there is something that is making a comeback thanks to Gen Z. Gen Z is all about like self-care, self-preservation. And one thing that is just growing in popularity among Gen Zers is something that was once considered uncool, just so dorky if you were caught wearing them. But now they are so cool, and it is earplugs. Earplugs. You know, like you go to a concert and you see that person with like the orange squishy earplugs stuck in. You're like, oh my gosh. Well, now Gen Z, they are making earplugs cool again. In fact, a lot of them, they've really come a long way. There are some cool looking earplugs that are out now. Have you seen some of them?
This is the first time I'm hearing that earplugs are cool. I've never seen like the new color. Are there colors and like patterns?
Yeah. And they're not like that squishy thing. They look like, they almost look like AirPods, but they don't come out. And some of them have designs like silver rings on them. So they look like they're ear art and stuff. They look really cool. So a lot of what Gen Z is doing is they're saying, hey, I don't want to lose my hearing when I get older. So when I go to these concerts, I'm going to start wearing my earplugs. And they're saying it has made all the difference. And it's so funny because I was talking to my husband, Matt, about this. And he literally has been doing this for years.
That's right.
Years. And he's got those custom made earplugs that fit into your ear and they're attached by a string. So the string goes around his neck. And I'm always so embarrassed at the concerts that we go to because he's like, oh, let me put on my earplugs. I'm like, oh, you dork.
I remember we went to a Post Malone concert together and Matt had on his earplugs.
So dorky.
And I was like, that is actually really smart of Matt because he is, you know, he's getting older. You got to protect his hearing. Or is there something?
He's been doing this since he was 20. I mean, he's been so ahead of the curve, Steph. This has nothing to do with him getting older. He even said, he's like, I have been on this for years.
He's like, a trendsetter.
That's what I said. I'm like, wow, you may be the trendsetter when it comes to this. So is there something that you didn't think was really cool, but you did it anyway for yourself, and now it's cool again? 702-364-9400. Ashley, what did you love before it was even cool?
Oh, avocado toast. Before it showed up on every bunch menu, it was like a staple.
That's like millennial breakfast staple, right? But you've been doing that for years?
For years, since I was a little kid.
Wow. Ahead of the trend. Like, these are the true trendsetters here. I love it. Ashley and Matt.
Ashley, do you get upset like when you go to these restaurants, you're like, $12.99 for an avo toast?
Oh. Absolutely, because it's like it costs pennies to make. It's I call it broke food,
but it seems so expensive. True. Now, like, it's crazy. Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Julie. What is the trend that is cool now, but you were on it way before it was cool?
I would say making homemade bread and gardening.
Oh gosh, do you remember during COVID, like making bread was the thing? And how long have you been on that, Julie?
Oh, for number of years, like at least 15.
Wow.
That's impressive. And then, yeah, gardening. I'm into like my plants now, and I didn't think that was cool.
I can barely keep a plant alive. You guys are ahead of me.
You know the thing that I used to make fun of, but now that I do, is fanny packs. Like, I used to make fun of people that wore fanny packs, not to their face, but I used to just be like, oh gosh, that's so dorky. And now I'm the person who wears it like across their body. Like, you know?
I've seen you with I think it was a Life is Beautiful one, a photo that you had a fanny pack on. I was like, your fanny pack's super cute. Don't you have like a Lululemon one?
I've got like three Lulu ones. Yeah, like that's just, I used to think it was so uncool. What is it for you?
For me, it's not cool, but it's mandatory now. Clear backpacks. Or clear bags in general. But I had a clear backpack in middle school. And I thought it was so cool because I thought it was so different. Everyone had JanSport backpacks. But for me, I thought, you can see all my stuff inside. I'm so cool. Everyone used to make fun of me for it. And now everybody has to wear clear bags and have clear backpacks going into stadiums and stuff.
Yeah, you're going to the stadium like you've been here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Done this.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. Well, everybody's talking about it. The election. Former President Trump is taking a victory lap after crossing the finish line with 276 electoral votes in the 2024 election. He spoke to his supporters in West Palm Beach, Florida. He said his presidential victory was the greatest political movement of all time. He said he overcame many obstacles to beat Kamala Harris in the 2024 election. He also added that he ran for the American people. He was surrounded by his family, his VP-elect, J.D. Vance. He's going to go into the White House with the GOP in control of both the House and the Senate. We're going to get to some of the local elections in the Hot 3 next hour and kind of let you know what's going on there. But Kamala Harris, she is expected to speak this morning after losing her Democratic bid to become the first woman in the Oval Office. We'll probably keep saying this over and over again today, but, you know, a lot of you are feeling so happy this morning. A lot of you are feeling great. A lot of you are not feeling great and feeling really sad this morning. And we're just hoping to give you the facts and tell you, you know, what's going on just to inform you. But the bottom line is we want to be a little bit of an escape for you for a little while because it's been all election all the time. And this is a perfect time to just kind of take your mind off of everything.
And it's been
exhausting. A lot of people are stressed out and tired, you know. So that's what we're hoping to do. We are not a political show. We're not going to get into politics. But I will tell you what is going on. Here are the facts.
Period.
And that's what's going on. Period.
Period, queen.
Well, if you are one of those people that is feeling kind of anxious and not great today, different colors can affect your mood. This is according to color psychology experts. And they're saying that if you want to change your mood, it really depends on the colors that you're wearing. They're saying that yellow, obviously, to me, that's a happy color and that can make you happier. Pink can make you feel comfortable, but green is the way to go for equilibrium. That's what color psychology experts are saying. Green, they say, is the psychological primary color that balances the other three, red, yellow, and blue. So if you're stressed, it's going to calm you down. If you're feeling depressed, it's going to lift you up. They say wearing green is one of those calming colors that helps us grow. And it really is one way to embrace dopamine dressing, which is dressing to boost your mood. So green is the way to go.
Didn't you just take one of those tests that shows what color scheme is best for like your skin tone and stuff like that?
Yeah, I did. I went to she analyzes your color and she says it's based on your skin tone, your hair color, your eye color. Actually, your hair color doesn't have anything to do with it. It's your eye color and your skin tone. And she determines what season you are and that these are the best colors for you to wear because they will accentuate you more than anything. They're more flattering to you. So I found out I was a winter. And so ever since I started wearing my winter colors, I get compliments all the time. Like, wow, that color looks great on you. Oh my gosh, I love that.
What are winter colors? Like the blues?
They're like jewel tones. So like deep blues, purples, reds, burgundies, stuff like that. So today I'm actually wearing a color out of my palette. I'm wearing like a cream color, which is like, I'm supposed to be wearing white for my palette, but I'm wearing a cream color. So I even thought about that this morning. I'm like, well, this is not in my palette, but
it's funny. I looked in the mirror. I'm wearing a leopard sweater and it's pretty bold. And I looked in the mirror. I'm like, wow, I am feeling kind of feisty and sassy today.
Sassy. All right. Finally, this morning, new research has come out from DoorDash and Lyft, and they revealed the best cities in the country for nightlife and the most popular late night delivery orders. So I think we could all agree Las Vegas, really great city for nightlife. We're not the number one city, though. We're only number five. The best city for nightlife is Austin, Texas, they say. Austin, Texas came in number one, followed by, I don't understand this, but I've never been there, so maybe I'm missing out on something, Columbus, Ohio.
Wait, hold on. Columbus, Ohio is number two for the best nightlife?
Yes, over us. Denver, Colorado's okay. Three, San Francisco is number four, and then us. But they also included what their biggest late night cravings are. So for Las Vegas, what is the best thing to eat in Las Vegas when you're having a late night craving?
Roberto's.
I knew you were going to say that.
Roberto's easily.
Is that number one for you?
I would say it's more like an easy go-to for sure. Mexican food or pizza is probably easy.
Pizza is really easy.
What are you thinking?
Well, whenever I get a late night craving, it has to do with peanut butter. So I will get like a big spoon, one of the giant spoons, and stick it in the peanut butter jar.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I will like lick the peanut butter like it's a popsicle. Like that to me is the best. But number one for Nevada is hot sauce. That is the number one late night craving that we have. Or not just Nevada, just Las Vegas specifically, which I think that kind of falls into the Roberto's category. Maybe you want something spicy.
Or hot Cheetos, maybe.
Oh, yeah. That used to be my go-to snack when I was drinking hot Cheetos and wine. Oh,
hot Cheetos and wine sounds
delicious.
Like a great combo.
It was really good. All right, well, we're 5 minutes away from our clues. JC is out this week, and so we have coming up next our incredible masked co-host. Who is it going to be? Yesterday, 8 News Now's Ted Florendo, he joined the show as our masked co-host. We unmasked him and had a great time with him. He was so much fun. So who's it going to be today? Is our masked co-host here?
I think Ramon is coming out to go get him right now.
Oh, him!
I mean, who are they?
See, there we go. We got a hit. Our first one of the morning. But we've got our other clues coming up in just about 5 minutes. You guys got to help me. We got to figure out who this person is, and then we'll do the big reveal and have a lot of fun with them this morning. It's going to be a good time. The Mask co-host on the way. Stick around for the clues coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
Broadcasting live from the Finley Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the Woo!
Mercedes in the morning is the best.
They make my drive to work effortless.
Mix 94.1. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
It is time for the masked co-host. All right, JC is out this week, so we are having some co-hosts step in to join the show. And it was so fun yesterday. Ted Florendo from 8 News Now joined us. He was great. You guys were really good at picking up who he was when the clues came out. In fact, I kind of was swayed by your guesses. So we have a new mass co-host today. Are they here?
They're in the back studio right now.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're listening to us, and they're here.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. We have some clues from this person. Their voice has been altered, and we're going to try to figure out who it is. And I really would love your guys' feedback. 702-364-9400 is our number. So let's listen to these clues and try to figure out who today's masked co-host is. Are you guys ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
I love to sing with a group of guys. I like to keep things at a normal body temperature. I do cherish living in Las Vegas. It's been the hardest thing not to tell you who I am.
Hmm.
Huh. I like singing with a group of guys. It's the hardest thing to not tell you who I am.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
I like to keep things at a normal body temperature. Yeah.
Like a doctor or something?
Okay.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Can we actually play those really quick one more time? I really got to sit here and analyze these. I am so thrown off here.
I love to sing with a group of guys. I like to keep things at a normal body temperature. I do cherish living in Las Vegas. It's been the hardest thing not to tell you who I am.
Wow, the hardest thing not to tell you who I am.
Like, why is that so hard? Like,
I do cherish living in Las Vegas.
Okay, so it's someone who's local.
Yes.
Which I would assume. I don't think anyone flew in for this.
I mean, you never know.
Well, maybe. All right, the phones are going nuts. Let's play a song here.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and we will take your calls on figuring out who is the masked co-host this morning. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning and it is time for the masked co-host. We have someone filling in today for JC, and we are trying to figure out who they are. If you just missed the clues, let's do a quick replay for you. The phones are going nuts, and you guys are opening my eyes. I'm sorry. It's election hangover. I'm just having a hard time analyzing stuff this morning. So here are the clues that we got.
I love to sing with a group of guys. I like to keep things at a normal body temperature. I do cherish living in Las Vegas. It's been the hardest thing not to tell you who I am.
Jessica, good morning. Who do you think the masked co-host is?
Is it Mark Wahlberg?
Mark Wahlberg. You know what? He didn't even come to mind. That's a good guess. We're going to find out here in a second. Let's talk to Sarah, because Sarah has the same idea as the thousands of text messages that have been coming in. Sarah, good morning. Who do you think the masked co-host is?
Oh, good morning. Hey. 98 Degrees, Nick Lachey.
Nick Lachey from 98 Degrees.
Okay.
Okay, so I was not even piecing together. I'm so sorry. I'm so brain dead this morning. Listening to the clues, like, they're almost all 98 Degrees songs.
I can see that.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. So we have a Nick Lachey from 98 Degrees. Natasha, good morning. Who do you think it is? Natasha, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, what do you think?
Good morning. I'm pretty sure it's Drew Lachey, but maybe now I'm playing towards Jeff from 98 Degrees.
Okay, okay. So let's analyze all four members. You got Nick Lachey, you got Drew Lachey, you got Jeff Timmons, and then you have, is it Justin?
Mm-hmm.
Justin Jeffrey? Yeah. Okay, so what do you guys think? Michelle, good morning. What do you think?
I think it's Jeff Timmons.
Jeff Timmons. Jeff Timmons is a friend of the show. Jeff Timmons is a really nice guy.
And him and JC, they go back and forth a lot with, like, via text and stuff. I could see that.
And he lives here. I think you guys may be onto something. I personally, if I had to put my vote in right now, I would also guess Jeff Timmons.
Jeff Timmons.
I'm going to put that down as a Jeff Timmons. So coming up next, all will be revealed. The masked co-host is in the next room. We are going to bring them in studio, and we are going to find out who's going to be hosting the rest of the show with me. It's going to be a good time. We'll tell you who it is coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and this is the masked co-host. It is finally time to reveal who will be joining me on the show today, filling in for JC while he's out. And we heard our clues. We're calling this the masked co-host, but I'm the one wearing the mask, which I don't understand. But it's fine. It's fine.
And I love your mask. It's a Batman mask.
Yes.
And it's covered with duct tape on the eye, so she can't see out of it.
I mean, we are not janky at all
here.
Never. We are what I like to call, like, MacGyver-ish. We put things together. So Last time to hear the clues, and then we do the big reveal while I put on my mask. Here are the clues on who's joining us today.
All righty.
I love to sing with a group of guys. I like to keep things at a normal body temperature. I do cherish living in Las Vegas. It's been the hardest thing not to tell you who I am.
All right. Our listeners cannot be stumped. They brilliantly picked up on all the 98 Degrees song titles. So I think we have figured out it is a member of 98 Degrees. Which one is it, though? Are we bringing in the masked co-host?
They're in. They're putting on the headphones.
Oh my gosh.
They're going to be silently listening to you while you kind of guess. Do you want to do like a high five? A
high five, masked co-host. Oh my gosh. A big hand. Okay. Okay.
I'm not going to reveal too much, but they're laughing right now when you said big hand.
That was a big hand. Hold on. My headphones are like really acting up in this
okay.
one. Let me plug them in this one here. Okay. I think we've narrowed it down to either Jeff Timmons or Nick Lachey.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, I don't think we've had Drew Lachey on the show. I know we haven't had Justin on the show before. We've had Nick and we've had Jeff on
right.
the show before.
Okay, I see your thinking.
But I also am leaning towards Jeff just because I know he lives here. He's been on the show several times. He's super nice. Not that Nick isn't, but like I feel like we know him better. I feel like we have a rapport with him.
Okay, we want to do a little drum roll here?
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it. Okay.
One more time. Who do you think it is?
I think it is Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm going to take off the
She's
mask.
She's taking off her headphones. She's taking off her mask.
Oh,
is it?
Right.
It's Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees.
Jeff, welcome.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, my friend. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for coming in
Thanks
this
for
morning.
Having me. I always love hanging out with you guys. You
oh
know that.
Oh, my gosh. This is so fun. You're going to co-host the show with us today.
I love it. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Is this early for you? You have kids. You're up early.
I'm up. I always get up early. No matter what time I go to bed, I get up at 5 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning.
I have so many questions for you. Oh, my gosh. This
good
is
to
so
see
cool. How has everything been? What have you been up to?
It's been great. We're actually on tour right now. So
Stop.
We had a little bit of a break, and this came at a good time. I got to hang out with you guys during my break, and we'll be back on the road here in, like, I want to say a week.
How has it been for you? I just feel like this resurgence of, like, 90s music is back, and how has it been for you touring?
It's been great. I mean, look, we took a little bit of a break. We came back in 2013, and we've been touring ever since.
Yeah.
So it's been back for a while, but it keeps growing and snowballing and getting more exciting for us. I mean, we're now back in the studio, which we haven't done in a long time. We have an album coming out next year. Yeah, so we're excited. We're back in full effect.
How do you keep up with having kids
yeah.
and, like, a family?
I have a good wife, so I swear she's amazing. So I'm allowed to go out and do whatever just as long as I have a job.
Seriously.
And bring money into the household. No, she's been supportive. And they come with me, too.
Oh, that's
you know, we're
cool.
older now. You know, it's not
How
like
old are your kids now?
25 all the way down to my youngest daughter is going to be 13 next
How
week.
Do you have a 25-year-old? You're 25.
That's
like,
right. That's
on?
Right. I started very young. Who knows
the
math on that one? We'll figure that one out.
So how old is the youngest, did you say?
She's going to be 13 next week.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
On the 24th,
she,
yeah.
It, does she like 25th. Appreciate what you have done in the music industry?
They kind of see me. I'm such a geek. You know, you've been around me many times, JC. This is your first time
hanging
out.
This is my first time meeting you. It's awesome.
I mean, look, you know there's no novelty. Once you know, you're like, oh, yeah, no. This guy's, I'm just dad. I'm just dad to them. They do come on the road with us, and they get more fascinated by everybody else. You know, like, oh, there's Nick, and there's Drew. And they see them on TV. And I'm like, yeah, I'm in the group with
them. I'm part
them.
Of this.
Yeah, I started this.
But who does the 13-year-old love music-wise?
She likes everybody.
Okay.
I mean, everybody from Taylor Swift and Travis Scott. I mean, she's, you know, she's into the whole whatever's cool.
Is she like pop girls too? Does she like the Chaperone and Sabrina Carpenter?
She likes everybody.
Oh,
all,
cool.
all the contemporary artists that are out there. She's a cheerleader here in Vegas. And, you know, she's a, yeah. So it's Sig Rogich. And they won last year,
oh,
the, you
yay!
Know, the championship and all that stuff. And she's more into the entertainment stuff than the older ones because we had a break when they were young.
Oh,
so
okay.
they only saw me in the studio, but never on the road or anything
oh,
like that.
Oh, my gosh. So that must be surreal for
it's
them.
It's cool. Yeah, I mean, they like I said, they think everybody else is cool. They know me. So they're like, are you sure you're a part of, like, what's your role? I'm like, I'm on stage with them. You see me up there, but,
oh,
you know, it's
my
weird.
Goodness.
I'm kind of geeking out right now. I just Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees. I never would have thought would be in studio with us right now. That's awesome.
Well, I appreciate you having me. I love it here. You guys are always great to us. I mean, I've been a part of the, since I've been a Vegas resident for now 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I want to ask you so many questions about that, but I know we got to do the Mega Minute here. Can we, today's career day, right?
Today's career day. And actually, I talked to Jeff behind the scenes. He's willing to come on for career day so we can ask him questions.
Yes, I have so many questions for you, Jeff. Oh my gosh. So you're going to be our career day guest. Any question anyone has, you're going to answer it.
I'm game. Yeah.
About the music industry.
We're an open book here. Yeah,
oh,
so.
I love it. Jeff is the best. There you have it. Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees is our mass co-host today. Get those questions in early for Jeff for career day. 702-364-9400. People are geeking out on our text line. They're so excited you're joining us today. This is awesome, Jeff. Let's do the Mega Minute. It is time for you to win. We have 4 passes for you to join us at the advanced screening of Wicked at AMC Town Square. You're going to see the movie before everyone else. Caller 20, when you conquer the Mega Minute, those tickets are yours. You just got to answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. Can you do it? We haven't had a winner in a while. I'd love for today to be the day. Maybe Jeff Timmons is your good luck charm. We'll see.
Ooh, I love that.
Caller 20, you are facing off against the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Ashley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm so good. I'm so excited.
Hey, say good morning to Jeff Timmons. He's joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Yes,
how are you?
Hello. I've listened to you all my childhood. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Well, look, we appreciate that very much.
He's going to be such a good co-host today. We're so excited that you're joining us for the Mega Minute, Ashley. Okay, so here's the deal. You've got 60 seconds, 10 questions, answer them all correct, and you're going to win 4 passes to the advanced screening of Wicked at AMC Town Square. Okay, now if you don't know the answer to one of the questions, don't worry. Just say pass, and we'll come back to it if there's time at the end. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Jeff. Do you want to do the honors? You want to start the Mega Minute?
Let's do it. Are you ready?
Ready.
We're gonna start the clock in 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
The band Hanson are a group of how many brothers?
3.
What color brick road did Dorothy go down in The Wizard of Oz?
Yellow brick road.
Yes. What number president is Joe Biden?
46.
Yes. So who was the lead singer of Soundgarden?
Oh, I don't know.
Which actor plays Doctor Strange and also Sherlock Holmes?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes. Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake, which was about which of his ex-girlfriends?
Britney Spears.
Yes. Who was the second president of the United States?
Pass.
Sean McVay is the head coach for which NFL team?
Pass.
What is the most expensive property on the Monopoly board?
Boardwalk?
Yes. What country is Rihanna from?
Barbados.
Yes. Who was the lead singer of Soundgarden?
Darren Hayes.
No. Now, who was the second president of the United States?
It was John Adams.
Yes, it was John Adams.
Oh, man. Oh. She was so close.
She was so... You were fast, Ashley. You got through all 10. We had time to go back to a couple, but unfortunately, we didn't get them. Chris Cornell was the lead singer of Soundgarden, and
but
then,
she had Savage Garden.
You did.
Damn, Hayes is Savage Garden.
I love that you knew that.
Yeah, I mean, good job. We were talking about you missed all. I would have missed way more.
I would have missed way more too.
You nailed it. Most of them.
The second president of the United States. You got John Adams, and then Sean McVay is the head coach for the LA Rams. But Ashley, you did a great job. Thank you so much for trying. That means caller 20 right now, you get these passes. 4 of them to check out the advanced screening of Wicked at AMC Town Square. Caller 20 gets them right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, so obviously everyone is talking about the election, and we got you some of the presidential numbers last hour. Let's talk locally. It seems like Las Vegas, either way the election went, we were going to get a new mayor. As a matter of fact, this is going to be the first time in 25 years that the city of Las Vegas will not have a mayor named Goodman.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I mean, they've been here forever.
They're like an institution.
They're a staple when it comes to mayor of Vegas, so it's pretty wild.
Oscar and Carolyn Goodman, they have been front and center since 1999, and then Carolyn Goodman just termed out. So, according to the polls so far, it looks like Shelley Berkeley is going to be the new mayor of Las Vegas. Right now, the numbers have her at 52.9%. compared to Victoria Seaman at 47.1%. So Shelley Berkeley is a former congresswoman. She is a Ward 2 council, Victoria Seaman's a Ward 2 councilwoman. So it looks like Shelley Berkeley, Mayor Berkeley, I should say, as of right now.
Congratulations.
Yes, exactly.
Are you calling it?
I'm not calling it. I'm not calling anything. Politics is not my game.
You heard it here first. Mercedes just called it.
If you're just tuning in and you're like, who is that awesome voice and that awesome energy? That is Jeff Timmons. He is joining us right now. He is our co-host of the day. I'm so excited that you're here. And we were talking a little bit about politics and like, that's not our thing. We'll tell you who won and then we're moving on. It's, you know,
keeping
just
it light.
The facts, right?
Yeah, just the facts, ma'am.
Exactly. Also this morning, this is kind of interesting. Did you ever see the show Saltburn on Netflix?
No, I haven't. My brother told me about it. He said it was a good show, but I've been traveling, so I haven't gotten a chance to watch too many things. I've heard about it.
You know the actor Barry Keoghan, right? He's dating Sabrina Carpenter right now. Well, he confirmed on an interview that I guess it's not a giveaway because I think a lot of people know there's a scene in the movie where he's dancing completely naked and you see everything.
Right.
Flopping, flipping, whatever, right?
I saw it trending on Twitter and decided I wouldn't do research
on it.
I was
going
to take everybody's word for it. Yeah, I trust that what they're saying is the truth. I didn't need to see it.
So they asked him, was that a prosthetic that we saw? And he said, wait, who said that? He was actually upset that went around. And he's like, no. He said he was nervous about dancing naked, but that was all him. He confirmed he did not use a prosthetic for that naked dancing.
Well, good on him.
I didn't see it, but...
I have not seen the show. It could be bad. I don't know.
You're in the entertainment business. If they said, okay, Jeff, we want you to do the next 98 Degrees video completely.
No.
No.
No way. We already got knocked for having our shirts off all the time in the teen magazines. Especially now. I mean,
seriously.
Remember the old days, ladies. Remember the old days.
Yeah, and that's nothing now.
I know.
Exactly.
Completely naked. I mean, I wouldn't know. You couldn't pay me $1 billion to do that.
Even if I had like the body of my dreams, I still think I'm too shy for something like that.
Oh my gosh. You know? I mean, you look, actors, they get immersed in it and their method. And so they want to be true to their craft. I understand why they're doing it. But that being said, no.
Yeah, I think we're all on the same page. All right. Finally, this morning, over the weekend, a kidnapping victim was rescued in El Monte, California, with the help of the Find My iPhone app. Do you guys have that on your phones?
Yeah, I think it just comes with it. We have that, and then we have the Live 60, which you
Live 360,
Live 360, where you can follow and stalk your kids and make sure you know what they're doing at all times.
We totally do that. Actually, my kids stalk me on it more than anything. But so this guy shows up to his girlfriend's work on Saturday, and he was upset, and he was distraught, and he was armed, and he took her in her own car, drove away. Well, when this happened, she actually was able to contact a friend who let law enforcement know what was going on, and she could give the location by using the Find My iPhone app. So the sheriff's department responded, caught up with the vehicle. They ended up going on a 21-mile high-speed chase in California, and they finally stopped the vehicle with spike strips. But the kidnapper was taken into custody, but it's all because of the Find My iPhone
app.
That's
an amazing story. That's a great ending.
And what's cool about the Find My is even when you turn the phone off, like let's say your phone gets stolen, it'll warn you with the update, like, just to let you know that you could still find your phone. And that's how my husband, his phone got stolen. We were able to track his phone through the Find My. And he confronted the kids.
He went to them?
Yes, he confronted the kids that stole his phone at a grocery store. They were walking away from it, and he got it back.
How did he get it back?
Okay, so long story short.
He confronted them.
He said, hey.
Seems pretty self-explanatory.
You got my phone.
Yes, sir. Here you go.
And that's exactly what happened, Jeff.
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, coming up next. It is career day. It is Wednesday. That means we are going to talk to someone about their career. What do they do? What is their job like? Questions you've already had about this certain job. And today we have someone very special joining us. None other than Jeff Timmons.
Wow.
Wow.
Thanks for having me, guys. Good to see you.
What's it like to be a pop star? All of your questions answered from Jeff himself. So get them in now. 702-364-9400. What do you want to know about life as a pop star? Career day is coming up next. Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning, and it is Wednesday. That means it's time for career day. And I'm just so honored because not only is our masked co-host unveiled to be 98 Degrees Jeff Timmons, but you've also agreed to be our guest for Career Day.
Well, it wasn't in the contract, so I expect
a hefty bonus
on my pay.
Yeah. Well, we are so thrilled to have you. If you have any questions for Jeff from 98 Degrees about what it's like to be a pop star, like any questions, you're an open book. You are just, I love how transparent you are about everything.
Well, I think you have to be. People can just Google search stuff and find it out anyway, so you might as well be honest about it. And, you know, look, I think it's been an interesting run. So, you know, people have their preconceived ideas of what you would experience or what life's like, and I always like telling people just like how it is, right?
Yeah.
So they can get an understanding of how it is.
Well, get your questions in. You can call us or text us at 702-364-9400. Usually we start off asking the questions, but a really good one came in, and I'm really curious as to the answer with this. Clearly, 98 Degrees, you guys got together. What year was it?
Well, we formed in 95, and we got signed in 96, and we came out in 97.
When did you really blow up?
Like 98.
98?
Yeah, like 98 through early 2000s is when we were really kind of hitting our stride there.
But someone wants to know, how was it when you were younger? Do you feel like they took advantage of you because of your youth?
Well, meaning they would be everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be the label. It would be your managers. It would be your business managers. It would be attorneys. I think at some point, and I'm not a sour grapes guy, but there's a lot of money when you have success like we did. There's a lot of money going around, and you are so busy because you want to just keep working that you don't really pay attention. You think that the team around you is going to be taken care of. So there are many, many artists, probably 99.9% of them, that have gone through some of the things that we did. And I would say, yes, we did get taken advantage of.
How does that work? Like, how did you get paid? And
well,
how was
they
it
all
distributed?
Get paid and you don't. That's
is
how
that what it happened?
No, I mean, look, we ended up having some success there, but there was a lot that goes around. And when that happens, you know, you sign contracts that you're not really, you know, paying attention to, and you assume that your team's going to be taking care of you, but you know, a lot of those people aren't familiar with how the business works either.
Yeah.
So, you know, you really have to surround yourself with a good team, and sometimes it's a little too late. Unfortunately for us, we were able to, you know, get things together, but towards the tail end. So there was a lot that went out to other people that we didn't get to receive and see, but later on when we kind of got hip to it towards the end, we were able to, you know, be successful there.
Wow, this is so fascinating to me. We have Cheryl on the phone. Cheryl, what is your question for Jeff Timmons here on Career Day?
This is a real adult question. What do you do for health insurance?
Well, that's interesting. You know, there used to be unions. So there's a Screen Actors Guild union. There was one for American Federation and Television and American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, which is called AFTRA. And after your song was on the radio a certain amount of time, a certain amount of a TV appearance, you would qualify for insurance. Well, look, when we cooled off for about a decade, you know, that those sorts of things wore out and ran out. So, you know, you just have to do what everybody else does. Go get your own insurance. And and pay for it. So, yeah, I mean, there are some things that are there for artists, not as much as you'd like to think so. I think with movies and TV, there are more things in place for artists and actors and actresses, but not too much for musicians.
Okay, what about this question? Does everyone in the band get paid equally, or does the quote-unquote lead singer get more?
Nah, we're a true quartet, true band, two business partners, two brothers, you know, so, you know, we split everything equally amongst us. We've always had that agreement, no matter what success each of us individuals are having and had, we created this together and we share in the pie together.
Worst place you went on tour?
You know what? I'm not that kind of guy that's trying to be evergreen and, you know, sunshine and rainbows, but I liked every single place we've been. I mean, we played from cornfields in the middle of nowhere in Connecticut in the mud to, you know, Dodger Stadium. And I've found ways to enjoy all of it because we've truly lived the dream. It's been a blast. So I didn't hate any place that we've been.
Well, we have so many questions coming in. We're going to take a break here. But before we go to break, I was asking you a question off the air about if you've ever met P. Diddy and if you know him. And you said, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were kind of in that mix. So the guy that signed us, Andre Harrell, we were signed to Motown Records. And God rest Andre's soul. He passed away a couple years ago, but gave us our break. He was amazing. He was, you know, he's the one that gave Puffy his break, or Diddy his break, or P. Diddy, or whatever he's called.
So you have, like, a relationship. You had a relationship. And we're going to talk about that because it's really interesting. Get your questions in. It's career day. Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees. It's all coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and this is Career Day, and our guest today for Career Day, he's also our mask co-host, it's Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees. Oh my gosh, we are just reminiscing by some of the songs. Oh, you guys have so many hits.
Yeah, we've been lucky.
Such a fan. It's like, oh, no, I can't. And not to mention one of my favorite Christmas songs of all time. Do you guys get excited during Christmas?
We love it. You know, look, that's honestly, we've been fortunate enough to have a lot of success, but that's my favorite album, the Christmas album that we did.
Do you have
a
favorite Mercedes that we might have in the system?
What's your biggest Christmas hit?
This Gift, it's called.
This Gift is huge.
Oh my God, we don't have
that one. What's funny though is we just got a text here for Career Day, and it says, this is not a question, but a huge thank you. I'm originally from Cleveland and saw 98 Degrees in a small venue when they first got their start, and I'm still a fan. Your first Christmas album is still my go-to for the holidays. Ever grateful for your music. That's from Michelle.
That. Thank you so much. What a beautiful text or note. I appreciate that. And I'm from Northeast Ohio. The other guys are from Cincinnati, so she's right by close to where I'm from. So I appreciate the hometown love and support.
We love it. Get your questions in here. So we brought something up before the break, and I'm so intrigued because I was going to ask you, and I hope this is not crossing a line or anything, but I was going to ask you, like, if you guys know Puff Daddy or P. Diddy or whatever, and if you ever were invited to, like, a Diddy party before.
Well, look, the Diddy parties that you're seeing now, and these are like the after parties.
Yeah.
We didn't get invited to any of those.
Okay, you didn't.
You know, we went to we got invited to some of the regular industry parties. It's like,
right,
Clive Davis has his Grammy party. I mean, Diddy used to have these parties that everybody would go to.
And that's what I've heard in this whole story, is like, there was the party that was like the regular party, and then after like 2 a.m. it turned into a different party.
Yeah. By that time we were too busy, we were on the road, we were, you know, we're Ohio guys, we home, or we had to go to the next city or go do the next event or whatever. We were, I mean, no, so for us, I never saw any of that stuff. You see weird stuff in Hollywood, we've seen some, our share of weird things, but when it comes to that stuff that's coming out and being revealed about Diddy, I can't say that I ever was a part or saw any of that stuff.
Just being honest. How was he with, like, working with you guys, because he was kind of involved in you guys and your success?
Well,
or?
He wasn't involved in our success, but the guy that signed us, his name was Andre Harrell,
yeah,
and he passed away. He gave Diddy his first break.
Got
and so
you.
We would, when we got signed and lived in New York, we would run into all those guys. They would always be hanging out together. Russell Simmons and Diddy and Andre, they were part of this, like, New York clique, this hip-hop crossover pop scene, and we were new guys that got signed, and of course would see them at dinners and events and things things like that. He put us in one of Biggie Smalls' video, but we never worked with him in the studio. We never had any interactions with him like that. But we had crossed paths with him a number of times. That was a certain sort of click at that time. Andre had just come from Uptown to Motown, and that's who we were assigned to. So we saw all those guys. Bad Boy was just starting, just emerging, and of course Def Jam was legendary at that time. So as a new person from Ohio, fresh after getting signed, we were kind of in awe of all these people.
Yeah.
We were sort of, I guess, naive in all that stuff. We thought we were there to make records and music, and we saw these guys as very successful people in the industry, and they were at the time. And so we were maybe shielded from some of the stuff that, you know, is getting kind of revealed nowadays.
And you're probably glad that you were shielded.
Well, yeah, for goodness. I certainly aren't upset about that.
Now, another question that just came in. What is the weirdest experience that you've had?
We've had some weird ones. We've had some weird fan experiences. I mean, we've talked about these a couple times, but you know, we were overseas and I ordered room service in Southeast Asia one time and had some eggs and toast and bacon and you know, some fans popped out from under the cart. We've had fans sneak on our tour buses. They'd be in our hotels when we got there, in our hotel rooms.
What do you even do when that happens?
You try to be nice and get security, get them out of there. I mean, so it's kind of strange. We had someone that did a fake interview one time that was a crazy fan. We were doing something for NBA Stay in School program, and you know, we had this interview with somebody quote unquote from NBC, had the lanyard, the pass, the cameraman with her. There was and it was at that time they had, you know, tapes in the cameras, and our security guy goes, "There's no tape in your camera." And the girl freaked out and, you know, just had a meltdown.
So we've
had some crazy stuff happen with stalkers and people following you from city to city to city to city to city for a year. And
I'm
like,
sorry about that. I'll stop doing that.
Mercedes, what are you doing?
Therapy goes on. How much time we have? I know you have to get into another song.
Which member of the band are you closest to?
All of them. It sounds like a canned answer, but we all have a certain bond. You know, like, yeah. Nick and I love sports together. You know, Drew teaches me how to dance and I don't do a good job of it. And then Justin and I were always roommates because the brothers were roommates. So, you know, we're close together. So I have an affinity for all of them. We're like brothers.
Oh my gosh. I love that you guys are. It seems like there's not some bands you can tell there's a divide, and it doesn't seem like there's that with you guys.
I mean, it's like any family. So what's weird about it is you go to work and then you go home to your family. We were a family and going to work together, so you obviously get on each other's nerves at times when you're together for 24 hours a day for 5-6 years straight, but that also makes you closer. We've been through things together that not a lot of people have been through together, so we you know, we love each other.
Just fascinating. We're talking to Jeff Timmons here from 98 Degrees. Okay, so for Career Day, we always ask money.
Money.
Money, money, money. Now, I know it's hard to say, like, this is the exact amount I make. So, but what can a successful pop star, maybe just starting out, what do you make? And then what does it go up to? Can you give us an idea?
If you write the songs, you make a lot.
Yeah.
But we didn't write a lot of our songs. The label would pick give us a bunch of songs to pick from. They didn't trust us to write, so we would pick our hits. But really, it's touring. You don't make a lot of money from the album sales. And at that time, they were CDs and not streams and things that have emerged now. But you didn't make a lot of money from that. You know, out of a CD sale, which a label would sell to a store for like $8 wholesale and sell it, they would sell it for $17.99. You know, we would get 18% of that, and that would be split up five ways.
Oh my god.
But we wouldn't even get that till after we paid back what it cost to make the album, to promote the album. If you see these guys rocking cool clothes, a stylist, you pay all that stuff back before you get paid. So that was recoupment. But where you did make money is touring. So you'd make money from touring or merchandise, or we had, you know, corny board games and erasers.
Like,
and
dolls.
We didn't have the dolls. For some reason, we were too cool to do the dolls. I wish we did the dolls. We got offered a lot of money for the dolls, but that's where we drew the line. Unfortunately, but,
darn it.
But that's where you make the money on merchandise and touring. And we were fortunate enough to tour all over the world. So that was good for us.
This has just been one of my favorite Career Day segments ever. Can we play a 98 Degree song?
Absolutely. What song?
You have to dust off the record.
No, it's in their system. It's ready to go.
You, conv- converted it to digital.
Now, will you make any money by us playing this song?
I will
song?
Make 0.0062 cents from this spin.
Wow.
Well, it's something. And you know what? I love... We played the hardest thing, the little clip. I love that song.
I love all your songs.
Can we play the hardest thing?
You want to do the hardest thing? Okay, yeah, let me get it out.
I know I said a different one earlier, but when we played that hook, I was like, oh my gosh, that sounds so good.
That was a fun song. People know I do the wedding song now more than because that's a wedding song and that one has transcended time, but the hardest thing was probably our biggest hit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can do it.
It's on 98 degrees. The hardest thing. Jeff Timmons, our mask co-host today. That is 98 degrees. It's Mix 94.1. And we have Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees as our mask co-host today. I love that song. It is so,
so
good.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
The guy that wrote that wrote a bunch of hits. He wrote Hard Habit to Break. He wrote Physical for Olivia Newton-John. I mean, he's a legend. His name's Steve Kipner. One of the writers. There's a couple good ones on that one.
I don't ever want you to leave.
I know.
We're learning so many things.
I love it.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning.
You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up.
Yay. Yay.
Say hi to Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you? Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, let's do this. We want to get you these Daniel Tosh tickets. We need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with Wicked Witch of the West, Election Day, or November Babies?
Let's do Election Day.
Election Day it is. Okay, yesterday was obviously Election Day. These are all things that are associated with voting, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so who would you like to pick as your partner? Would you like to pick me or would you like to pick Jeff Timmons?
You know what? I think I'm going to use Jeff today.
Yay!
All right. Excuse me.
I love it.
Let's go.
All right. So we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. You got to get six answers in 60 seconds, okay? And you can always pass, all right?
Okay.
Are you guys both ready? Let's start now.
Okay. It's Democrat and...
Republican.
That's right. When they get up on stage and they go back and forth and talk about different issues, it's called?
Debate.
And in order to vote, you need to be a U.S.
citizen.
And then the thing you fill out and you put it in the box is called a?
Ballot.
Correct.
Ballot.
And then the person that got elected last night that everybody was watching on Fox and CNN and MSNBC and...
the President of the United States.
Yes.
That's right. And then... The two people, the two parties, each elect a blank to run for office.
Pass.
Okay, and this goes on for a couple of years. It's this long, drawn-out thing where people go and they talk about their issues and their policies. It's called a presidential what?
Race?
No. All right, so when you go to vote, you go inside of what?
A booth.
Oh my gosh,
I was getting nervous. I'm like, I'm not very good at this. You better win.
Yeah, I actually thought your clues were great. There were just a couple of really tough ones there, but you guys got it with seconds to spare.
Nice job.
Nice job, Suzanne. You just got two tickets to go see Daniel Tosh when he comes to the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I can't wait till we go together.
Ooh, wouldn't that be nice? You better ask your wife,
just
though.
Kidding. Yeah, my wife wouldn't like that. Take somebody you like.
Congratulations, Suzanne.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. So obviously last night was election night and former President Trump is taking a victory lap after crossing the finish line. The AP is reporting that he is currently at 277 votes compared to Kamala Harris's 224 electoral votes. So he said that he overcame many obstacles to win this election and added that he ran for the American people. Kamala is expected to speak at some point this morning after losing the Democratic bid to become the first woman in the Oval Office. So we'll keep you posted on that if we hear anything. Some of the local races are still too close to be called. So yeah, that's what's going on. A lot of people are suffering from the election hangover, whether you're happy this morning or sad this morning. Everyone's kind of like, whoa, well, that's finally over.
Yeah, I can tell you one thing I'm happy about. No more commercials.
Political ads. I think that a lot of people agree.
No matter who you like, no more commercials.
Not the commercials, but like the first families. So the Secret Service, they started using nicknames for presidents and their families back in 1945, and they did this for security reasons. And so do you know some of these nicknames for the first families?
No, I'm curious.
Okay, so Donald Trump, the first time around was Mogul. Melania was Muse. They all start with M on this one. Donald Jr. was Mountaineer. Ivanka was Marvel. Eric was Marksman. And Jared Kushner was Mechanic. All had their same.
All the M's.
Yes. Joe and Jill Biden, they were Celtic and Capri. They were the C's. The Obamas, they were the R's. Renegade and Renaissance were Barack and Michelle. And then Malia and Sasha were Radiance and Rosebud.
All pretty cool names, yeah, though. Yeah.
Did you guys have any secret names you would travel?
We put secret names on our rooms at the hotels because people would show up there and
say, I'm here to visit Jeff Timmons.
Or they would pay the concierge sometimes to get our rooms. And sometimes they'd be in our rooms already. We'd have to get them escorted out. So we put fake names on our rooms. We all had pseudonyms on our rooms. And mine was Fred Smalls. Fred Smalls. And it was after our security guy, a big, huge, tough looking dude who went by Boom. And one day I heard someone come up that knew him and said, Freddie Smalls? I was like, wait a second. No, that is not your name. No way. So I used Fred Smalls.
Funny. So I take it you don't use those names anymore?
No.
I'm going to, next time you go somewhere, just see if Fred Smalls is there.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what Nick and Drew and Justin's were?
I think Nick's was Johnny Morton. He was a big USC football fan. So Johnny Morton was a player at USC. I can't remember who Drew's was. And then Justin's was Bumpy Johnson.
Bumpy Johnson.
Well, look, it sounds like, but he was a gangster in The Godfather of Harlem.
Oh, I did not know that. I was oh my.
You're what a perv. No, that's a real guy. That's a real guy. But anyway, yeah. So and I hope they don't use those names anymore.
Yeah, can you imagine?
These guys are mad at me now.
Finally, this morning. This story is about someone that I know you know, Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah, great.
You definitely know her. Kristen Cavallari, do you know who she is?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so Kristen Cavallari, she was on her podcast, and she was talking about how she thought that Britney Spears is a clone. That it's not the real Britney Spears. She's totally different. And all of a sudden, she got a phone call from Britney's publicist wanting her number. And I guess Britney called her. Or at least exchange messages. And after that, she wanted to address rumors and say, hey, look, I'm not a clone.
This is really me,
Britney. Now, Kristen Cavallari is saying, oh, she definitely thinks she's a clone because the real Britney would never have reached out
to her. This stuff with
the
clones is crazy to me. I mean, out of all the cloning they could do, wouldn't you clone somebody like Einstein or some brilliant scientist or somebody that's going to change the world? Why celebrities? Out of all the people you're going to clone, I just think that's hilarious.
Have you ever heard a rumor about yourself that you thought, wow, this is just insane?
Oh man, crazy ones. Yeah, I mean, well, I liked one of them. When I was in Europe for the first time, the headlines when we got there was I Carry About Mariah, and it talked about my relationship with Mariah Carey. Now at that time, we hadn't met her since we did a song with her after that, but at that time I had never met her, but I certainly was like, I wish. Yeah, I mean,
how did that even start?
I don't know. I have no idea how they came up with that. Maybe it was our publicist drumming up press and making up rumors before we got there so people would know who we were, but I have no idea, but certainly I was like, yeah, sure. And, of course, she was like, I don't know who this guy is.
I was just Googling Jeff Timmons and Mariah Carey, and there's pictures that come up with you guys with her, just old 98 Degrees pictures with her.
Yeah, we did a song with her. It was our only number one hit.
What was it?
It was called Thank God I Found You. We did it with her and this guy named Joe, who's amazing.
Oh, I know that song. I totally forgot about that one.
Yeah.
And when you hear rumors like that, do you like work hard to dispel them? Or are you kind of like, no,
I like that rumor.
That
one, no. Certainly. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are tons. At that time, you know, look, we were pretty popular. You didn't have social media like you do now.
Yeah.
So they couldn't proliferate any of the rumors. You would have traditional tabloids that would, you know, like The Inquirer or Teen Beat or Tiger Beat or something like that.
I remember Bop.
Put them out there, Bop magazine. But yeah, you couldn't really do anything besides tell people in an interview that it wasn't true. You couldn't tweet that it's not true or get it out there fast. So yeah, some of them we didn't like, but the fact that people are talking about you at any time means you're relevant, and certainly we wanted to be relevant and make music for a living and tour, so we kind of embraced all of it.
Well, I just feel like having you on the show was just such a blessing today. You are such a great mass co-host. I'm so glad you came on
the
show.
Always an honor. JC's amazing for thinking of me. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for doing this.
Mercedes, it's always a blast with you. I love you.
Your energy is so amazing. You're such a good person. Just one last question. Are you guys going to do any shows in Vegas anytime
soon? We did one last year.
I know.
We don't have one on the docket this year, but we're trying to, you know, there's been some rumors about us doing a residency, mm-hmm. which I would love because I'm here and I love Vegas. But yeah, not this year. Hopefully next year, though.
Well, we are looking forward to it. I know you're going on tour, and hey, travel the world to go see 98 Degrees. You guys are fantastic, and you specifically, such a great person. Thank
Always
you for coming on the
love.
Show.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Jeff Timmons, everybody.
Yeah.
Woo, we love you. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Day after election day, we can't emphasize this enough. We know a lot of you are just feeling over the moon excited today, and then another half of you are not feeling good and feeling really sad and really depressed today, and we are here to give you a little break in your day, maybe make you smile a little bit and take a break from all the chaos that's going on. We've been telling you just some of the general numbers that we've seen so far, and as you know, Donald Trump, he was called as president of the United States, 277 electoral votes compared to Kamala Harris's 224. A lot of the Nevada races are too close to call right now,
which
is crazy. Like they are so neck and neck. But yeah, we'll keep you posted on that as we get it. I thought this was kind of interesting. Do you think that when finding a mate, it's really important to find someone who aligns with you politically? Do you think that you, if you are on one side, that you could date someone on the other side of the aisle? And I hate that it's like this side versus that side. Like, obviously, at the end of the day, we're all people. But I thought this was interesting that some dating apps like Tinder and OkCupid, they are using features now to help match with potential partners based on politics. So the companies, users, you know, they, whatever side you lean, that's how they kind of match you with people. And do you think that it's important to align politically with the person you're going to be with, or do you just not even care at all?
Okay, so if I were on this, and I haven't dated in so long, but let's say I was back in the dating scene and I was open to finding a mate and we didn't politically align, I think I would be open to it at first. I think I would be like, okay, what if he's the greatest guy? He's the mm-hmm. sweetest man. And I just, everything checks off except that. I think I would be open to seeing where this can potentially go. And who knows? People change, morals change, beliefs change. So I think that I would say, hey, let's give it the shot. Marriage, on the other hand, that's a different story. But dating-wise,
you'd be okay with
it? I think I'd be okay with it.
I think that for me, that's not one of the first things I ask someone. I really don't. Half of my friends, I don't know which way they lean politically. I don't talk about politics with them. If you're dating someone and potentially like going to maybe marry them one day, I think you would need to have that conversation. For me, I would want someone who aligns closely with the things that I believe in.
Right.
Does it have to be exact? No, it doesn't. But it's got to be. We've got to be in the same kind of area on
right.
things. I'm always open for discussion on things. I'm okay with being wrong and learning and then evolving and stuff like that. But if it's like night and day where it's like completely things that I'm against, there's just no way. We'd be fighting the entire time.
There's also the part of me like, okay, yes, politics is important, but if they're on the opposite end of music? Forget it.
It's for you. It's music. That's the one that is the end all. Jessica, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. So when I was married to my ex-husband, I had a stepdaughter that wanted to meet President Obama, and he was helping Harry Reid campaign at the time. And I knew the campaign manager. And so being the fantastic stepmom that I was, I got tickets. And I went to the Democratic office to pick them up, and I left my ID there, and the media was there, but I bypassed them the first time. When I went back, I got interviewed. And I told the lady I didn't look good, blah, blah, blah. So I guess fine, probably won't air it anyways. Well, being born and raised in Vegas, I answered the questions exactly how I knew they wanted them to be answered. Talked about how great the Harry Reid was for the nuclear power and all this stuff in the waste. And I was on every single newscast, and I had just changed my last name. And my husband at the time freaked out. And he's like, and then you had to use our name.
Oh,
and blah, blah,
no.
Blah, blah, blah.
No.
What am I supposed to do?
You know what? When a news person says we probably won't use it, I'll tell you right now, they're probably going to use it.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah, Jessica, like sometimes you just don't want that information out there. Like, you don't want it to change how people see you one way or another, like you more because of that or hate you because of that. But that's really interesting. Yeah, it's one of those touchy subjects. And again, we know a lot of people are feeling some kind of way today. If you're feeling great, glad you're feeling great. If you're not feeling great, we hope that your day gets better. It's just every 4 years. Thank God it's every 4 years.
Gosh, it's so exhausting being an American.
No, it is. Right now, it's Linkin Park. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. That is it for a Wednesday. Crazy day. Thanks again to our mask co-host, Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees. I'm telling you, if you missed him co-hosting with me this morning, he was fabulous. I felt like we learned so much, not just about like his group, but other celebrities behind the scenes, how the music industry,
getting invited to Diddy parties.
Oh my gosh. If you missed it, you have to download the podcast today. I mean, seriously, this is a must listen, and you can get that wherever you get your podcasts. You can also do that on our website at mix941.fm. Hey, also want to remind you guys, this is a really cool contest. You know Aer Lingus? They now fly from Las Vegas nonstop to Ireland. Oh. I mean, to Dublin. It's so cool. They also have connections to amazing spots like London, Paris, and Rome. And we are giving away a pair of round-trip tickets on Aer Lingus to Dublin or any of their European destinations. This is not a national contest, you guys. This is a local contest. Two people that live here, you're going to get these tickets, but it's super easy what you got to do. Just text the word Irish, I-R-I-S-H, to 20357. 20357. I wish I was eligible
for
this.
Have you ever been to Ireland?
No, I've been wanting to go. It's on my bucket list. And now that I know that they fly direct from here, I'm like, yes, please.
I know.
Like, that is just so incredible.
And I think they can even go to other European destinations, right?
Rome, Paris, London. So you got to enter this contest. Your last day will be on Sunday. So do it now. Text the word Irish to 20357. Well, you did a great job again today.
Thank you.
With us. We're working one man down, but we have got it covered. Ramon, thank you for all your help.
Yes.
We appreciate you guys for listening. And Jay Love, he is coming up next. So stick around, kick off your work day with him. And we're going to call it a wrap for show number 2167 of Mercedes in the Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.